What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hey there, this is Mark Moore with my wife Kathy, and we're on WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Hello.
Name of our show is called Peace of Mind. And why do we call it that, Kathy? Because we are selling, hopefully, peace of mind, correct?
That's right. That's right.
Yep. Are we insurance agents or are we general contractors? What's it feel like these days?
Well, we are insurance, licensed insurance agents.
Yes, but we're having how much work done in our Hayesville office right now?
We are still under construction in Hayesville office after the backup waters and sewers that we had happen three times. So it's been a mess there. So we appreciate all of our customers and employees there in that location for being patient in the process.
We want to apologize right now to customers because it's been a mess at our office. We got us, like, some of our parking spaces are just where we broke up the concrete or just sitting there in the parking lot.
Yeah. And they're taking it up today. They're taking up the piece of the big sections that were left today, thank goodness. So hopefully we'll have it all together. And it's going to be paved next week. So we should hopefully be through that through the outside of the building. But internally, we still have a few things that we're still working on. So it's coming together. So
it's going to be pretty.
It's going to be nice.
I tell you, I really wasn't anticipating on paving the office, but it became apparent after we did the curbing that it's way past due. It's crumbling up. And, this is an insurance liability situation, too, because if you own a premises, a business or a place, I guess people are coming in, you're responsible for the safety of your premises. And if we have an unsafe walking area, then if somebody were to fall, we could be liable for that. So you got to be careful when you're when you own a premise, make sure there's nothing out there.
Right. It's important to sweep it, keep it, from debris and different things like that. So just keep that in mind when you own your business, that, especially if you are, even if you're leasing up space from somebody who else owns a business, they can actually go after you as well as the person's place of business they're coming in to see if it happens in that. So just people do things sometimes, so be careful out there.
And I know this is a personal radio show, personal, home and auto insurance. Well, we'll talk today about, you see on TV a lot of times, you hear about the bundle. What's a bundle? And I can tell you right now, it's nothing new. But
no,
it appears like when you see it on TV that it's just like now some of the companies that you see on TV are catching up to what we've been doing for forever.
Yeah. So over 20 years.
Yes. But going back to the owning a business, and again, we are talking about personal insurance normally. It's kind of tempting to me to talk about commercial because that's what I like to do. I like commercial insurance. That's what we do. But
Mark specializes.
Yeah,
in that
that's, I didn't go to college and major in risk management to, I guess that's was more the complexities of the insurance business that I like is the, if I'm looking at a commercial account, I'm familiar with, things like waiver of subrogation, things that, additional insurers, the things that I need to know about how to insure a risk transfer. Yeah. How to do that. When we insure commercial customers that we have. But one of the things, if you do own a commercial business or, maybe you own a strip mall, you want your tenants to carry insurance.
Yes.
And you also want in your contract to have your tenant list your business or whoever owns the building, your LLC or corporation. Most of them are LLCs.
Or sole proprietors.
Yeah. And you want to make sure that your LLC, limited liability company, not corporation. I said corporation, I think, a couple of weeks ago by accident, but it's a LLC, limited liability company. You want to have your tenant list you as an additional insured. Mm-hmm. And what that means is the tenant's policy is going to pay
first,
not only for them. Well, it's going to pay first regardless if they get sued. But if you both get sued, then you're going to pick up coverage on the tenant's policy, on their insurance policy, before it hits your policy.
Correct.
So that's a good thing to recommend doing. Also, this gets more in depth, but I like to have a waiver of subrogation on workers' compensation for your tenants. But that gets really deep diving there. So the bundle. I don't know if we ever really called it bundling back in the day. I mean, we have very specific reasons and examples about why we feel it is in your best bet, if you can, to have your home insurance and your auto insurance with the same company. Now, some companies are going to say, well, we have a lot cheaper homeowners rates, so what makes sense is to go ahead and put the homeowners insurance with a company that has a lower rates, and then you put your auto with another company. And you can put it on a spreadsheet or just a piece of paper for that matter, and you can see, okay, if my homeowner's policy costs, you know, this amount here with a separate company, here's my auto policy. And if you add those numbers up compared to having it with the same company, and if those numbers are lower and you're saving money, then since you're saving money, it makes sense to have it with two separate companies. I can't argue with that. I agree with that. However, here's a big however.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that you're going to have a whole lot less chance of getting canceled or non-renewed if you have your insurance with the same insurance carrier. Right?
Correct.
Because we've had a lot of times where back in the day we had a company in North Carolina that only wrote homeowners and farm owners coverage. Well, they decided we had that they were wonderful, wonderful people at this company. They were a tiny company in North Carolina. I ended up doing business with them because my cousin Gene had them, and you know, great people. But they were antiquated. The company right. we had, the software was not compatible with our software. It just wasn't a good fit from a technology standpoint. Again, they were a good company, but they we had a couple claims with the agency. We weren't using them as much as we, you know, just wasn't using them that much. And they came to me and said, I got a letter saying that we'd had some losses. We had a couple total fire losses. And they said, you know, we were not profitable as an agency for them. And also, we weren't writing new business with them. And so what they did is they canceled our contract at the agency. So it wasn't my customers that were initially canceled. It was the agency mm-hmm. that got canceled. And therefore, the customers got canceled.
Right.
We had 188, I believe, is my number I can remember off the top of my head, customers that were insured with this company. And our job was to take those customers and move them to another company.
Right.
We ended up losing most of the business because a lot of the companies or a lot of the customers had, and this is going back in the day, they had their...
this is like a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, because Gene, my cousin Gene didn't really have that
computer
great
system.
Of an auto market at the
right,
time.
Right.
And so Gene ended up having a lot of the homeowners business, and then another agency ended up having a lot of the... we had homeowners, they had the auto. So what made sense was them to go with the company that insured their auto. It made perfect sense, and they got a discount for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So another situation was that we had one company years ago that decided just to cancel every policy they had that was called a monoline homeowners policy.
Right.
And they went through the, I guess, their renewals, and they canceled every policy that we had.
It had nothing to do with profitability or that we've had any issues with them. It's just the way they decide they're going to do business. So to avoid all that, we've tried to package or try to do the home, auto, and umbrella with
and that's
same
the wonderful bundle that they
yes,
say
they
on TV
about.
All the time,
yeah.
Which is, let's just shoot it to you straight here, okay? Auto insurance is simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 40 hours to get a insurance license. You have to have a 40-hour class, pass a test, and boom, you can start doing auto insurance. It is not, there are some more complexities about it, but generally you can have somebody sitting in a call center, taking a phone call, putting in the information into the computer,
right.
and they can have you auto quote.
Mm-hmm.
So companies that you see online or on TV knew that, and they were able to write auto insurance. A lot of times we would have, you know, somebody call up and cancel their auto insurance, we're left with the homeowners, and then we've lost the auto because most of the times, what are they getting, Kathy?
They're getting it over the online.
But what are they getting on their coverage when they're calling up?
Minimum limits.
Not all times, but a lot of times, mm-hmm. people are, quote, saving money by getting minimum limits.
Yeah.
And we know that because they come back to us at some point, and we get a copy of their policy.
And they've had a bad experience, and
they
don't
like,
have an agent. They come
like,
back.
Yeah, yeah, and we're like, oh, wait a minute. We had you insured at this limits, and now you've cut your coverages out.
That's why you save the
money. That's why you save the money.
Right.
So now you're seeing companies are getting into the, quote, bundling, which all that is now that what that's meaning they were writing auto – now the right homeowner's policy.
Right.
And we're going to talk about why we feel that they're able to do that more now. And I want to talk about the complexities of a homeowner's policy. You can keep it simplistic by writing a homeowner's policy, but it's not as simplistic as it, Kathy.
No.
It's not. So, okay, so we're going to come back after the break, and we're going to be talking some more about what is a bundle and why is this now something that's being, you're seeing more on TV.
Are being talked about.
And it's something that this is absolutely not a new thing. This is something that's been around, you know,
a long time.
Again, this is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore. We're on WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we're here to let you know what our locations and where we're located here in Northeast Georgia and North Carolina. We have 5 locations now currently. 3 of them are called More Insurance. We have Hayesville, North Carolina on Highway 64 West, next to United Community Bank. That's our Hayesville office there, which is called More Insurance. You can come by and see Mandy, Amy, Diane, Rose, Mark, myself, as well as Vaughn. And we'll be glad to help you with your insurance needs. Also, we are located next to the hospital in Hiawassee on Main Street. We're in the Red Brick Building next to the hospital, the Town Trace Building. And right there is our office there. And we'd like to help you with insurance would be Joanne. And then in Blairsville, we have our office across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office there. We are actually in the South State Bank Building on a separate entrance, separate wing, separate from them. But our office there, and there's Greg, Cindy, Shana, and Ashley, and like to help you with your insurance needs as well. Our other office is called Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's on Highway 64, right past Arby's there on the left. And you can come by and see Velda and Emily there to help you with your insurance needs there. And lastly, is our office is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And that is right past, right there on the main drag, right past the United Community Bank. And we're next to Burger King, right between the two. So come in there and see Carrie and Jeremy and Kathy Hunter and Catherine. And they would like to help you with all your insurance needs. Also, you can check us out. All these different podcasts are on our website at www.more-insurance.com. You can also request a quote online. So check us out if you'd like to have a quote. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs. And also, you can like us on Facebook. So check us out online.
Wow, we got a lot of people, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We're blessed.
We are blessed. Yeah. We've got great people.
It's taken a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's, it's just finding good people for any business nowadays is...
It's hard.
It's hard. It's a struggle. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're a truck driver or if you're in a restaurant. Once you get past what you're doing, a lot of the things that a person does on the business is similar. You're having to deal with your employees and try to retain and keep good employees. You're having to deal with, cash flow, budget issues, taxes, things of that nature. So a lot of business owners are living the same life. It's just once you get past what you're doing, if you're doing, mm-hmm. Grading contractor, collecting your receivables.
Contractor.
Just things of that nature.
Right.
So we are very thankful and blessed that we have good people. Today we're talking about what is a bundle. And what we would, before this term really came out, at least it became more prevalent anyway, is we just call it the home auto discount.
Right.
Because having your home and auto with the same company does get you a discount on your home.
And your auto.
Mm-hmm. So we've already talked about why we think it's good to have them with the same company, because you've got, in my opinion, a less likelihood of being canceled.
True.
Now, sometimes what happens when somebody gets a DUI, Kathy, they're insured with, say, one of our standard carriers, maybe it's Auto Warner, Cincinnati, and the wife or husband gets a DUI. What happens?
Well, typically they'll non-renew or exclude that driver or also non-renew that policy. So we end up having to move them someplace that allows you to have those types of things on your license.
And I mean, it's going to be automatic pretty
much.
It's
automatic.
If you get a DUI, boom,
right.
you're
They're not going to take you in a standard market.
So they're not going to cancel your home, but they're going to cancel your auto policy.
Right.
Or maybe it's not a DUI.
And typically we just take them to another carrier during this time, and then after they cleaned their license is cleaned up, then and it falls off their MVRs, then we can actually move them back to the standard market.
Now, here's the fumble. The fumble would be like when somebody has their record is now cleaned up, mm-hmm. the DUI was a long time ago, mm-hmm. or maybe it was a violation of something else, an accident or something.
Right.
And the fumble would be where the agent doesn't move them back to the standard carrier. Because
right.
now you're losing a discount for not having it
right.
with the same company. And now you're paying typically a higher rate,
right.
even though you see online that the rates are lower. A lot of times you're going to be stuck in these higher rates, even though your accident or DUI has fallen off.
The other thing people have to understand, it's actually about on the MVR, it's about your conviction date. So if you actually had a ticket or had an accident or had something happen on a specific day, that could be a different date than actually the conviction date. And then what happens if that conviction date is when it actually falls off the policy, it could be in the middle of a term and you go to the care. Sometimes they won't let you change it in the midterm. They're going to change it at renewal.
Yeah, this could be kind of boring and getting in the weeds here, but just try to get a general concept is, Kathy's, that's a very good point. You know, you get a ticket, let's say you get on January 1st, mm-hmm. but the conviction date's not until March the 1st. So that's when the clock starts ticking.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say your policy renews July 1st. So you're going to ride along on your current policy. They don't just raise your rates immediately when you get a ticket.
It's going to happen.
They wait until next renewal.
Yeah. Typically.
Now, conversely, on the other side of the fence is if your ticket, your conviction date has fallen off on, say, March the 1st, but your policy doesn't renew until July 1st, that is going to ride on there until your next renewal date.
Right.
So what can happen is you can perhaps rewrite your policy the day after that ticket fell off, and that way you can get the lower rates. Let's say we have one, say, a company like, you know, maybe a last resort company, Progressive, you know, somebody like that that's agreed to take you because nobody else would, then you could actually take that policy and cancel it, and then you could add it to your
standard
market.
Where your home is at.
Now, when you cancel a policy midterm, you have to be careful too because, mm-hmm. and this is getting into math and just try to get the concept of it. If you cancel a policy midterm, this happens a lot of times if, you know, somebody.
People don't realize this.
Don't realize that. There is a penalty for canceling your policy midterm.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a short rate cancellation. So you're going to get charged typically 10% of the unearned premium because they're going to penalize you. So you've got to know what the penalties are. And you got to evaluate, okay, am I saving enough money to offset?
Or should I just wait to renewal, which would be easily.
Everything works cleaner when it comes to being on the renewal date.
Yes. Yeah.
But if you're trying to, you know, there has been times where let's say your homeowner's policies renew in March the 1st and your ticket falls off about the same time.
Right.
It's kind of nice to have your insurance renewing all at one time, your
right.
home and your auto, and that way you're able to, you know, look at your coverage. And it's good for us as a business
Plus,
agent, too.
Plus, also, when you have an umbrella, the most carriers like you to have the same effective dates consecutively because it's better and it's seamless that way, too, with your umbrella for different types of situations.
Yeah, it just kind of works better.
Right.
Your billing and everything else works better. So I talked about before the break, you know, why do I think that we're seeing more companies are now peddling homeowners insurance online?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is more information out there than there was 15 years ago about
right.
your house. You
right.
can see things online. We run into problems sometimes where the out-of-town agent or the one online is not classifying the house in the correct protection class. We've
right.
seen that happen before.
That happens a lot. Actually.
Having a local agent here is familiar with what the area is. They're familiar with the building values. And it's just like the federal government. If things can be done on a local level and the decisions made locally instead of in Washington, I believe that's a better way to go than having it somebody, or even I don't care if you're a big corporation or big
right.
bureaucracy, bad decisions are made at a high level sometimes when people on the ground know what's going on.
Yeah.
That's the same way with your homeowner's policy.
Right.
We're going to know the market better and we're going to know the area better than somebody that's sitting in a cubicle somewhere in an office building
right.
Is going to know.
Right, absolutely.
So, but I think that's why you're seeing more companies getting to the home realm because it is more information about the house than used to be.
I mean, they can pull up property cards or tax cards. They can also pull up, of course, like Google Maps or some of that and look at your house now from an aerial footage and all that.
I think they make it overly simplistic.
True.
There's lots of endorsements on a homeowner's policy you got to know.
Yes.
Auto's fairly easy to do. Homeowners is more complex. And it's starting with who owns the house, how it's titled.
How it's
and
being
also,
used.
And also who lives in the house.
Right, how it's being used.
So you got to be aware of what's going on with that. Then you got different endorsements, like maybe you have a farm, right?
Well,
you have
plus jewelry. The other issue too is like it's a, either it could be a primary, secondary, or seasonal home too. So the exposure when you're in the house is a big importance to know.
Yep. So that's what a bundle is. Mm-hmm. Take away, try to keep your home and auto with the same company, get the discounts, have local agents that's familiar with your area. Mm-hmm. So this is Mark Moore, Catherine Moore. Kathy Moore, I guess. Catherine.
Call me Catherine, too.
Yeah, her name. On WJR, Talk of the Mountains, and this is radio show Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.